This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Pork and beef exports were on a record pace through June. U.S. pork and beef exports remained strong, pushing export value for both products to a record first-half pace. Statistics released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation show June pork exports totaled 181,531 metric tons, up 7% from a year ago, while export value increased 25% to $585.1 million. In the first half of the year, U.S. export volume and value reached record highs. Beef exports volume was up 5% in June and set a new monthly value record of $631.7 million. First half export value also set a new record of $3.27 billion. Export volume was up 8% from a year ago, but trailing the 2011 record. No-till farming has become a common conservation practice. Todd Gleason has more on how this practice originated.
It was here in deep southern Illinois, close to the Shawnee National Forest and the furthest north cypress swamp in the United States, that the modern era of farming was challenged and changed. The lands roll, and when it rains, wash away into the Ohio and Mississippi rivers by the ton. Or at least they did, until a University of Illinois agronomist decided there had to be a better way to grow crops on the hillsides. For 37 years, George McKibben experimented and evangelized what was to become the modern era of no-till farming. Illinois agronomist Steve Ebelhair explains the effects of the research can be seen throughout the southern Illinois landscape.
Oh, absolutely, because back in the 30s and 40s, when the area was still under conventional tillage system, we saw a lot of really gully erosion, a lot of water coming off the fields just saturated with soil, just dark soil moving off the profiles, off the landscapes. And now when you see a rain, you know, it's mostly clearer water, not a lot of soil movement because the residues are helping hold the soil in place. So we don't see the gullies that we once saw under conventional till system where the water has moved tremendous amounts of soil off the profiles.
What really made George McKibben's no-till experiments at Dixon Springs work as a soil-saving tool was pretty simple. And there's a reason it took so long for farmers to adopt the practice, meaning reasons it wasn't thought of or worked on prior to the 1960s. The technology to control weeds hadn't been developed and adapted to the farm before that time. The herbicides, allowed McKibben's no-till experiments to work, says Ebelhair.
It's really the merger of good weed control herbicides coming into the market and the pioneering efforts of George McKibben that really made no-till take off in the early 60s into the 70s.
And then in the mid-1990s, when the herbicide-resistant varieties of soybeans were introduced, no-till really began to boom. The crop had been modified to withstand being sprayed with a herbicide, and no-till acres around the nation and in Illinois jumped. The first time no-till soybean acres outnumbered any other tillage method in the state of Illinois came in 2007, 41 years after George McKibben planted his first no-till experiment at Dixon Springs. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The University of Illinois will be holding its 58th annual Agronomy Day at their South Farms location on August 14th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Topics include how to combat corn rootworm, increasing soybean yields, growing cover crops, cropland prices, and new programs under the new farm bill. For more information, you can go to agronomyday.cropsci.illinois.edu. The Grand Champion 4-H youth who will be selling livestock in this year's governor's auction at the Illinois State Fair have officially been announced. Grand Champion steer is going to be sold by Shaylee Varner of Grundy County. The Grand Champion barrow will be sold by James Dobbles of Henry County. Grand Champion Weather will be sold by Brooke Reiner from Alexis in Mercer and Warren counties. Grand Champion Poultry Trio will be sold by Bailey Hunt of DeKalb County. Grand Champion Meat Goat will be sold by Tara Hummel of Cabaret in Ford and Kankakee counties. And Sarah Brown will be selling her Grand Champion Rabbit Pen. She's from Jacksonville in Morgan County. Again, those youth will be able to sell their Grand Champion livestock animals at this year's governor's auction, which will take place this Tuesday evening. The Master Showmanship Contest took place at the Illinois State Fairgrounds last Friday evening. Although all 4-H youth who show hooved livestock are invited to join in the Master Showmanship Contest, usually there are only three species: sheep, beef cattle, and swine. The contest judges the ability of 4-H youth to show each of these species of livestock. Master showmen from each county get to show at the state level. This year's winner was Cody Schlieff of El Paso. The butter cow is also on display once again at the Illinois State Fair. The massive sculpture, which is made of 850 pounds of unsalted butter, was created by Sharon Booman of Central Square, New York, and inspired by the fair's 2014 theme of Making Memories. It depicts a doting mother taking a photo of her young son, who is milking a cow at the state fair for the first time. The sculpture also includes many hidden creatures once again that fairgoers are challenged to find, such as butterflies, horseflies, a cat, and gnomes. The Illinois State Fair website has a butter cow cam this year for fans who won't be able to attend the fair but still want to catch a glimpse of her. The butter cow exhibit is a project of the Midwest Dairy Association and paid for by its local farmer members. The dairy building is open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. There is no charge for admission. We will have more news from the Illinois State Fair as the week continues. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.